rock. I want to go the other way.
You want to turn it down?
I want to go the other way.
Yeah, there was something called scramble that people used to eat. Or sometimes they called it cripple.
Never heard the word in my life.
Okay. What about thick, sour milk that had lumps in it?
Curdled milk.
And what do people make out of?
Cottage cheese.
And if you had to, like if you had some milk right after you had milked a cow and you had some milk, you might have to pour it through a cloth and you'd say you had to...
Strain it. Pour it through a sieve.
Do you know a type of, kind of a pie, and it's baked in a deep dish. It's got maybe like peaches, made from peaches or something. It's something that you might take to pour over a cobbler, or maybe with pudding, and you might take milk and thicken it up, sweeten it.
Whipped cream?
Well, this is something that you, whipped cream of course would be like it. This is something that you cook, though, and you just say you're going to, on pudding or something, put
I would associate white sauce with that. Put on pound cake and sweet sauce, a sweet, sugary, creamy sauce. I'd call it white sauce.
Okay. If somebody has a good appetite, you'd say he really likes to put away his
food. Vittles. I've heard vittles.
Yeah, vittles. A food that's taken between regular meals, you call it.
Snack.
Now, you might, if you were a breakfast eater, you might say that tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I will,
eat.
Right.
Yeah.
And then yesterday at that time, I had already
ate.
And last week, every day, I
had eaten. I can say this. I know so many people that their verbs are so wrong and so ingrained you cannot change it.
Right.
I know so many of them that say weed taken.
Yeah.
And you just cannot convince them. It sounds like bad, you know.
That's very, very common. That's really,
my
really common.
My mother-in-law says that.
She tried to
break her real bad, because that's such a glaring error, you know.
That's a very, very common thing in Arkansas. My mother says that. Okay, what do you call the hot beverage that people have at breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you were talking about how coffee is prepared, you'd say you've got to go with...
Brew.
Or make the coffee. What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Water.
And at the table, you drink it out of a
glass.
And you say the glass fell off the sink and
broke.
And you might say, now I didn't
break,
but somebody else must have
broken.
And if I ask you how much did you drink, you'd say, well, I really
drank so much.
Yeah. And then you might ask me, how much have you?
I would say, how much have you drunk?
Mm-hmm. And if you are having, say, company to eat with you, and the dinner was on a table and people were just standing around waiting to begin, what might you say to them? If you didn't want them to keep standing, you'd say,
let's
just
eat.
Okay. And if you, you might pull out the chairs and say, well, just go ahead and
sit down.
And then, after you say that, then the people went ahead and they
sat down.
If you were passing food around the table and you wanted somebody not to wait until the, like whatever it was, potatoes or something, were passed to them again, you'd say, well, just go ahead and
take two.
Okay, and would you ever
use plenty more in the kitchen.